sema wani sema tumechoka. Muongo na murozi ni watu wa kushona.
Kujulikana kumeta kumwa na mboka. Ukiwa janti kama mushedo wanashanga. Ukitembea peke yako wanasema wenjo mbaya. Kujulikana kuna mambo luambu wetu Franco wa Dukwe.
Baloba kie, bilo baloba tole mie. Moku kilo kuta yenando kise moto moko. Usema sema wali sema tumechoka. Muongo na murozi ni watu wa kuchoma.
Rafiki yake ananie, wewe mangwana.
Ndiyo kwana.
Usi wafate endelea, jamanie.
Ala.
Ukipata tabu, omba kwa mungwe. Ala mungu, paka yeye, milele na
milele.
Ah.
Baloba kie, bilo baloba dole mbie. Mungu kilo kutaye, nando kisembo tomoko. Sema, sema, wali sema tumechoka. Muongo na murozi ni watu wa kuchoma.
This is the Rumba Culture, welcoming my listeners from Kisumu City, listeners from Luanda, listeners from Kakamega, listeners from Mayoni, listeners from Busia, listeners from Bungoma, walalalalalalala, Rumba! When you hear this music, it's the music of the soul. It's Dr. Kenya Oscar Radoli broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Umudadira wefwe! We're coming to you guys hard, 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 hard.
RCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thing, it's just a buffet in between. There's lights and tinsel in the windows. They're stocking up the shelves. Santa's slaving at the North Pole in his sweatshop full of elves. There's got to be a build-up to the day that Christ was born. The halls are decked with pumpkins and ears of Indian corn. Dragging through the falling leaves in a one-horse open sleigh. Suddenly it's Christmas, 7 weeks before the day. Suddenly it's Christmas, the longest holiday. When they say season's greetings, they mean just what they say. It's a season, it's a marathon, retail eternity. And it's not over till it's over and you throw away the tree. Outside it's positively balmy, in the air nary a nip. Suddenly it's Christmas, unbuttoned and unzipped. Yes, they're working overtime, Santa's little runts. Christmas comes but once a year and goes on for 2 months. Christmas carols in December and November too. It's no wonder we're depressed when the whole thing is through. Finally, it's January, let's sing Auld Lang Syne. But here comes another heartache shaped like a valentine. Suddenly it's Christmas, the longest holiday. The season is upon us, a pox that won't go away. It's a season, it's a marathon, retail eternity. And it's not over till it's over and you throw away the tree. No, it's not over till it's over and you throw away the tree. It's still not over till it's over and you throw away the tree.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM, Indiana. Hello, family of Jim Rogers. 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PC TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado. The Audio Now Network at area code 515. 605-9542, where you can listen by phone. And tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other apps on your audio device of choice at slbradio.org/radio. Today, poet Natalie Homer joins us to talk about her role in Pittsburgh Remembers, illuminating a path forward through music and poetry. Flautist and composer and singer Alex Hamburger joins us to preview her concert, taking place on November 11th at Songspace at First Unitarian. We also have Chris Cox, who is behind a project called Animated Arias, which are custom animated videos by Point Park students to match operatic selections by Pittsburgh Opera. Also, live reports from the 125th anniversary of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and the Carnegie Museums in Oakland between 10 and noon, plus puzzles and games, including a pop quiz a few moments away. Welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade. Joni Mitchell and James Taylor from a second album of archival performances from Joni Mitchell. Getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. If you follow us on Facebook at SLB Radio, you may know why there's a little bit of an extra smile in my voice today. Hopefully it's always at maximum when we're together, but my goodness, just outside of the window that I've been looking through for, gosh, 17 years. this November. But just outside, wait, it is November. I've been looking through just outside of these windows. The entire space is gutted. No more carpet. The original ceiling is nearly ready to be restored. The walls have been made bare. New framing is up in certain places, and the dream of our studio expansion is taking place to house three additional studios, two classrooms, a lounge space, a youth media center, a better place for performances here Saturday morning, and a fivefold plus increase in our space for programming. It got underway last week, construction. And Ricky, you're seeing it for the first time face-to-face yesterday. That's after 3 days of work. It's amazing, isn't it, how much they got done. While that work was taking place here, we did have students in our Mastery Through Media program at Manchester Academic Charter School in temporary classrooms in Museum Lab, for which we are very grateful. We also spent time at Pittsburgh Langley for Mustang Club and at Provident Charter School, where we are doing work together. And met with the News Literacy Project, an organization designed to help people better understand the sources of where their news comes from, and that's all about a program we're working on to try to help youth better understand where they are getting their news and how to think about it. It's good to have you aboard today. We are glad that you are. And we are now ready to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. By the way, the clocks fall back 1 hour tonight. This is the weekend that we end daylight saving time. So clocks go back an hour this evening before you go to sleep, ideally. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Our pop quiz this morning: can you name five things that you can read that start with the letter P? Name five things that you can read that start with the letter P. They can be as creative or as direct as you would like them to. Five things you can read that start with the letter P. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Five things you can read that start with the letter P. Good luck. Here's Andy Hills. At the Saturday Light Brigade.
I've been thinking about you lately. I've been wondering how you are. It's been years since we went wandering through the night. You were going to write your novel. I was going to be a star. We were young and things were sure to turn out right. And oh, the nights were warmer then. We we were free from care. Nobody wished us anything but well. We had time to spare. We had time to spare. Revolution was a coming. In the vanguard we would be. We could feel the coming victory in our bones. But the music started changing, and one morning around three, we decided we would all be rolling stones. And oh, the nights were warmer then. We were free from care. Nobody wished us anything but well. We had time to spare. We had time to spare. We started getting married, and we started our careers, but we swore that deep inside we'd stay the same. But the children started coming, and they seemed to swallow years, so we taught ourselves to play a different game. Now we read it in the papers, and we watch it on TV, all the politics and passion in the air. I've been thinking about you lately, and how much you meant to me, and how wonderful it was when you were there. And oh, the nights were warmer then. We were free from care. Nobody wished us anything but well. We had time to spare. We had time to spare. We had time.
I'd be lying if I told you that the thought ain't never crossed my mind. If you calling from some back room, jukebox playing, you saying everything is fine. Well, dreaming ain't the same since these thoughts started turning in my head. Of leaving and of crying, of me grieving and you lying, I know I knew every word you ever said. You've been down in Asheville fooling around us till dawn. I've been tossing and turning, restless all night long. You've been trying to tell me no one knows what the years will bring. I've been trying to tell you time is everything. Well, we've been to the east and we've been all over the west. Past towns of broken memories, faded love and words I wished you never said. Well, who'd have thought you'd find someone to bring you someone? Now every word's a try, every step another mile. Ain't talking straight enough for me to ever know. You've been out in Asheville, fooling around us too long. I've been tossing and turning, restless all night long. Trying to tell me no one knows what the years will bring. I've been trying to tell you time is everything. This was born, it'll die. That house, the end of the block, where you first held me tight,
together for a night. You crossed the lines, but they were just drawn here in chalk. Even down in Asheville, fooling around dust till dawn. I've been tossing, turning, restless all night long. Even trying to tell me no one knows what the east will bring. I've been trying to tell me time is everything. Time is everything.
Vivian Leva with Time is Everything. And Anne Hill's Time to Spare. A lot of songs about time today with the clocks going back tonight. Good morning to Rich in Mooresville, North Carolina. One of your requests will be coming up in moments. We're looking for things you can read, starting with the letter B. And quite a few answers have come in already. P. Things you can read starting with the letter P. Here comes Jim in Crafton Heights. You can read perusable items, pamphlets, periodicals, postscripts, placards. Gary is in Oregon. Paperback novels, pill bottles, prescriptions, paint can labels, Panda Express menus, posture, periodicals, passport, playbill, and you can read a parking ticket. I like how you can read somebody's posture. Linda in Collier has you can read a paper, a puzzle, pamphlets, psalms, and passports. Good morning to Thomas. In the pleasantest of hills, a postcard, pamphlet, playbook. You can read a polygraph. And you can read a paragraph. Russ in North Carolina says he and Sharon thought about our pop quiz ever since receiving it Thursday in our monthly or weekly newsletter. Prescription program, prospectus, poem, a progress report. You can read a page, you can read a play script, a postcard, a paragraph, a poster, a press release, a parable, psalms, proverbs. Plat is in a plan or map on a piece of land. Also a palm. And you could read books like Pilgrim's Progress, Pride and Prejudice, and Pygmalion. A propositional phrase, the PDR, or physician's desk reference, used by MDs to identify pills before the internet came along, writes Russ. Tom has preamble, prescription, poster, poker hand, poker face. That can be hard to read. Placemat, PowerPoint presentation, in a pillow that is embroidered, a proclamation, Peanuts the cartoon, post-it notes, a pennant, a puzzle, a patent, a poem, a petition, and you can read propaganda. Bruce has postcard, phone book, palm, psalm, and portents. Rick has Post-Gazette, Plato, plan, placard, and prescription. All things you can read, starting with the letter P. Mike and Mars also added palm. I know there's a few that I have not acknowledged, including a few. I know there are a few others, and I'm going to quickly check and I will continue to look. I know there are a few others that came in that I might have missed. Right now, here by request, Bob Amos. At the Saturday Light Brigade.
I stop to watch a lone swan flying south, drifting through the cold November clouds. And then I turn to walk again, thinking all the while about you. Footsteps crunching softly through the snow and the leaves below, humming a tune, a single voice echoed by the winds, lonesome whistle moan. I stand and gaze across the pond and blow upon my
Bob Amos for Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. And I found a few more things you can read starting with the letter P. Jim in Crafton Heights also had penny dreadfuls. Do you know what a penny dreadful is? Ricky, have you heard that expression before? I hadn't, and I had to look it up. I'll share it with you in a moment. Paperback. From Neil in Greencastle, paper paragraph, penal code. He also had a penthouse, pamphlet, phone book, a palindrome, packaging, a palm. Mike and Mars had that too. That was a good one. Pedigree, pictogram, a pitcher, as in batters reading the pitcher, a putting green, something golfers read, a prescription, and a playbook. And Tom in Stallstown, listening with Barbara, has paper, short for newspaper, paperback book, program, page, post, comma, the Washington, play script, psalms, and a poster. and ones that they claim are dubious, a pot boiler, a political position paper, which I suppose could be dubious, and purple prose. That's as good a time as any to go to the definition of penny dreadful. Cheap, popular, serial literature produced during the 19th century in the UK. Also called a penny horrible, a penny awful, and a penny blood, referring to a story published in weekly parts of 8 to 16 pages, each costing a penny. Thank you for playing along with us this morning. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our Hysteriddle. Don't forget, clocks fall back 1 hour as we head back to daylight, or back to standard time from daylight saving time. Fall back, that's the best way to remember. Or you'll remember by the protest song you'll hear shortly, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Leave those clocks alone. Leave those clocks alone. While you're losing me by confusing me, won't you leave those hands where they are? Leave those clocks alone. Leave those clocks alone. No more springing ahead, no more falling back. We don't need less rest, we're not afraid of the dark. Leave those clocks alone. Leave those clocks alone. Daylight savings time all the time. 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 Leave those clocks alone. Leave those clocks alone. We don't get time back. We're so busy that 1 hour more or less is an untimely mess. Leave those clocks alone. Leave those clocks alone. Daylight savings time all the time. Daylight savings time all the time. Daylight savings time all the time. Daylight savings time all the time.
That's brand new from a group called Don McAvoy and the Great Whatever. And sent directly to us by him, helping to show that that works sometimes. He sent us a copy of that song on Monday. We liked it so much, we decided to feature it this morning.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app. Learn about upcoming guests and features first by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our free email newsletter. To subscribe, visit slbradio.org/subscribe. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing at slbradio.org/subscribe.
It is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Historiddle. Born on November 6th, 1854, in Washington, D.C., he typically is referred to by first, middle, and last names. His work is often featured on the streets, as well as during football games. One of his earliest creations was Moonlight on the Potomac Waltz, published in 1872. But it's his compositions of another form that are most familiar to you. 412-200-5975, if you can identify this morning's Historiddle. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234, or post your answer on Facebook. Shall I share it with you one more time? Born on November 6th, 1854, in Washington, D.C., he typically is referred to by first, middle, and last names. His work is often featured on the streets, as well as during football games. One of his earliest creations was Moonlight on the Potomac Waltzes, published in 1872. But it's his compositions of another form that are most familiar to you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. It would be wonderful to hear from you with this morning's answer or a guess.
You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Train coming down, you could hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Away from home,
got no mule and a name is Sal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. We've hauled some barges in our day, filled with lumber, coal, and hay. And every inch of the way we know, from Albany to Buffalo. We must be getting near a town, and you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if they ever navigated on the Erie Canal. I don't need to call when I want myself. 15 years on the Erie Canal, 'cause she trots from her stall like a good old gal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. I ate my meals with Sal each day. I ate beef and she eats hay. That's the veil I ate for dinner, if you wanna know. She put the buck in Buffalo. Low Bridge, everybody down. Low Bridge, we must be getting near a town. And you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if they ever navigated on the Erie Canal. If you're looking for trouble, I'm telling you, pal, 15 years on the Erie Canal. Better think twice before you mess with Sal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. A friend of mine once got her sore. Now he's got a broken jaw. She let it fly with an iron toe and kicked him into Buffalo. Low Bridge, everybody down. Low Bridge, we must be getting near town. And you'll always know your name.
Calhoun with a few verses you may not remember from when you learned that song the first time. And you also heard Wayne Taylor with Hear the Whistle Blow, 100 Miles. Did you miss the historical for today? Here it is again. Born November 6th, 1854 in Washington, D.C. He typically is referred to by first, middle, and last names. His work is often featured on the streets as well as during football games. One of his earliest creations was Moonlight on the Potomac Waltzes, published in 1872. But it's his compositions of another form that are most familiar to you. 412-200-5975. If you would like to join us on the air, Bonnie up on Observatory Hill got the correct answer. Also, Matthew Boyce got the correct answer, playing along on Facebook. Other correct answers so far come from John in Carrick, Linda in Collier, Mike in Mars, who was not the only one to first guess Francis Scott Key. Another three named composer of sorts, but not him. Russ in North Carolina got the correct answer, as did Tom in McCandless and Tommy in Virginia. (412) 200-5975. If you just happen to know it, we'll get you on the radio quickly without delay. 412-200-5975. And before we give you the correct answer, we did have a few other brigadiers naming things that start with the letter P that you can read. That was our puzzle in our last half hour. Katie came up with pamphlet, playbill, poster, placard, and plaque. And Kathy has paper, postcard, package, a penny, and a pudding label. And Nathan has paper, propaganda, property. Oh, property listing. Sorry. Poem and prose. You're welcome to join us in conversation. It looks like Bruce. I think it's Bruce that's here. Bruce, is that you?
It is me. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm just telling Ricky, I'm getting over a cold, so I might be a little froggy, but...
Not good to have a cold. It's never good to have a cold.
But no, but I am feeling better. I'm on the mend.
On the mend is a good thing. I sort of had that feeling a few times over the past couple of weeks, but I would feel better as soon as I got home. So I think maybe I was just getting sick of work.
Well, I really, really kind of lost my voice in the middle of the week, which the people I work with were very excited.
I've only lost my voice once, and I practically needed a sign to hold up and say, I'm not mad, I just can't talk, because people would say hello to you, and you couldn't say hello back, or you'd wave, and they didn't see you. And a lot of people thought I was joking or pretending to have lost my voice. I was in college, and they thought it was a way to get out of doing things. But no, I lost my voice. And that's when I discovered the trick of hot lemon. You know, hot lemon will just about resuscitate any throat, although not always durably. It'll get you through something like a performance, so said the drama students at CMU.
Well, they would certainly know, right?
Yeah, that's the help. You knew who this was that we're looking for. Who is it?
It is John Philip Sousa.
Indeed. Author of this fateful song, The Washington Post March, among many other marches.
Well, he is the March King.
Indeed. And so many different tunes he wrote. And a really interesting guy. He composed his first song before he was a teenager. He spent time in the Marines, and his rank was boy. Leading the
boy.
Yeah, his rank was boy, leading the Marine band or taking part in the Marine band. Amazing child prodigy.
Interesting. I know once in a while the pit band will do a halftime show, and it will be a show of all marches. Those are my favorite shows.
Oh, there's so many. He played violin and studied music theory. And his dad enlisted him in the United States Marine Band as an apprentice in 1868. And that was at the age of 14. It hardly seems that that would be possible. He stayed in the band until he was 21. And then between then and his mid-20s, he learned how to conduct. He then rejoined the Marine Band in his mid-20s and served there for another 12 years as director. And then he went on to do additional composing to help create the sousaphone. And during World War I, he was awarded a wartime commission of lieutenant commander to lead the Naval Reserve Band, and then he returned to conduct his own band until he died in 1932. And he's buried in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is something I never knew. And why Reading, I'm not sure. But that's
it's interesting.
Why Reading? Why not?
I think the Marine Band, I believe that band is also known as the President's Own.
I think you're correct, because it's often done. I'm trying to see. He lived at the Abraham Lincoln Hotel in Reading, and so he was on the road. And he's actually buried in Washington, D.C.'s Congressional Cemetery. But he died while on the road in Reading. So now we know all about John Philip Sousa.
Well, I have a question, though. Okay, tomorrow's daylight savings time is ending.
It ends, yes.
So do you remember when they get in during the energy crisis in the 70s, they put daylight savings time in the middle of winter?
I do, and we were angry about it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of talk about people who do not like daylight savings time or switching back and forth. And I was remembering that walking up to the school bus, it felt like we were walking in the middle of the night.
Yes, it was darker than the inside of a cow, as John Hartford would put it. And I remember that. I want to say it was during the Reagan administration, or maybe it was Ford. But they did.
I was actually thinking it might have been, I think it was 74 when that happened.
Okay, that would have been Ford, right? Yeah, before Jimmy Carter. And people were asked, that was during the era of the whip inflation now button. Before there were memes, there were win buttons. And those. You remember the whip inflation now button?
I do remember it. I remember it was actually in the Post Gazette. And you could cut it out and make your own.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes. If we sound, gosh, we're sounding like a couple of people either approaching or passing 60. But these red, white, and blue whip inflation now button was the Ford administration's answer to how to keep prices from rising. If we all just wore these little buttons. That's what passed for economic policy in our day. You wore these buttons,
which you made yourself.
Which you made yourself. The old timey way called the whip inflation now button. And how
what better way to whip inflation than making your own button?
Yes, things have changed. It was the Etsy of its time, I'll tell you.
It was before you could download a button.
Here's a reminder.
Turn back the clock. Just turn back the clock.
officially tonight at 2 a.m. It becomes 1 a.m. again.
Bruce, well, you know what the other thing is? How do you get the cat to observe it?
Oh, they don't. They don't observe anything except us. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Hope you're feeling better. John Philip Sousa, the answer to today's history riddle. Guy Van Duser in the Stars and Stripes Forever. That made me think of this song.
Be kind to your parents, though they don't deserve it. Remember that grown-ups is a difficult stage of life. They're apt to be nervous and overexcited, confused by their daily storm and strife. Just keep in mind, though it seems hard, I know, most parents were children long ago. Incredible, so treat them with patience and kind understanding, in spite of the foolish things they do. Someday you might wake up and find you're a parent too.
Pete Seeger, who is postage stamp bound. He's going to be honored on a U.S. postage stamp. And anytime I hear Stars and Stripes Forever, I think of be kind to your web-footed friends. And that made me think of be kind to your parents. What's it like in here? I have to be in my head all the time. Imagine that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
When I woke up on Saturday morning, I didn't want to open my eyes. I didn't want to leave my pillow. I didn't need to see a sunny sky. But I woke up on Saturday morning and dragged a comb across my back. And when I looked up at the ceiling, I saw my life go by in every crack. So I walked out. Sidewalks glistening like there were diamonds underneath my feet. The way the leaves were dancing was charming. The way the sunshine was working through. And every traffic light was singing. And pretty soon I started singing too. It's an amazing world we're living in. It's an amazing world we are living in. It's an amazing.
Saturday morning, you'll hit the heart of everything you are.